Okay, today we're going to start the third parak of Maseches Sota. We are going to be learning Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and we're holding at the beginning of the parak on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So the previous parakim discussed bringing the Sota to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, the dinim of the Afar and the water that they would mix with the Afar, and the writing of the Megillah, and the Kohen being Mashpia her. So now this Mishnah is going to discuss her Karban Mincha, and a little bit about the water also, and whether she's allowed to refrain from drinking in certain cases, and whether any sort of zechus will prevent the water from having its effect. Normally the water would kill her if she's guilty, but maybe she had done some great mitzvah in her life, and maybe there is that ability to have a mitzvah have such an impact in her life. So the Mishnah is going to explain first the Seder Hakrava of the Mincha itself, how they would bring the Mincha. Hayanotel es minchasa mitoch kfifa mitzvahs. The husband would take the Karban Mincha from this basket made out of palm branches that was placed on her hand and had the Karban Mincha inside of it. And instead he would put the Karban Mincha into a Kli Shares in order to give it Kedusha, because in order to be Mekadesh a Karban Mincha, it has to be placed in a Kli Shares. And then Vinosna Al Yada, and then he would take the Kli Shares that now had the Mincha in it and put it on her hand in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hanafa, of waving the Karban Omer. The Kohen maniach yado mitachteha umenifa. The Kohen would put his hands underneath the woman's hands, and together they would wave the Karban Mincha around. Hainif vihigish, the Kohen together with the woman would wave the Karban Mincha, and he would draw the Karban Mincha toward the corner, the Karan Ma'aravis Dromus of the Mizbeach, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Chametz, then the Kohen would take a kemitza from the Karban Mincha, which is a basic avodah that we do with every Karban Mincha, taking three fingers full. The Gemara Maseches Menachos refers to it as one of the avodos kashos shebemigdash, one of the most challenging things to do, to take a kemitza from a Karban Mincha. But the Gemara explains it's not really super challenging to get the right amount of flour in the kemitza, unless you're not taking flour, unless it's a Karban Mincha that's already been baked, already been cooked, where it's already hardened, so then it's very hard to get exactly the right amount when you do a kemitza. But anyway, so he would take the kemitza, vihiktir, he would burn that kemitza, like you do with every Karban Mincha, vashar nechal kohanim, and all the remaining flour would be given to kohanim to be eaten, and that's standard procedure for a Karban Mincha. Now, according to the Chacham, he would take the mincha from the basket and put it into a kli shares. Then, hayamashke, then he'd give her the water to drink, v'acharkach makriv es minchasa, and then be makriv the Karban Mincha. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, makriv es minchasa, v'acharkach hayamashka, that first he'd be makriv the mincha, and then he'd give her to drink. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, after the burning of the mincha, v'achar yashka es isha es hamayim, im hishka v'acharkach chikriv es minchasa, ksheira, that it says, v'achar yashka es isha es hamayim, so it says that first he'd bring the mincha, first he'd be makta the mincha, then the Torah tells us about being mashke. But if he did it in the reverse, he was mashke, and then hikriv, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the mincha would still be kosher. So main point over here is a machlokas, what comes first, the haktaras ha-mincha, or the drinking of the waters? And even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if you do the drinking first, that that's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Armalei Rabbi Lazar the Rabbi Yoshia didare. Rabbi Lazar said to the Rabbi Yoshia who lived in his generation, there were several Rabbi Yoshias, and the one that was living in his generation, he had a conversation with, and he said, Lo teisav akareich adam farshas Allah milsa. Don't sit down until you explain to me the following thing that I'm about to ask you. Minayin the mincha sota shetu'una tnufa. How do we know that a mincha sota needs to be waved? So the Gemara asks, Minalan v'heinif ksivba. What do you mean, how do we know? It's a pasuk in the Torah that says that you're supposed to wave the mincha sota. So the Gemara says, no. What he's asking is, bebayla minalan. How do I know that it has to be done by the woman herself? The pasuk sounds like it's the Kohen who waves the Karban Mincha. How do I know that the woman has to be involved? So Rabbi Yoshi answers, Asya yad yad mishlamim. We learn it from Karban Shlamim, from the waving of the chaz of a shok that, and the emurin of the Karban Shlamim. Ksiv hacha, it says by the sota, v'lakach ha-kohen miyad ha-ish. Uksiv Hasam Yadav to Vienna. And it says by Karman Shlom also the word Yad Yadav to Vienna. So we learn Makan, just like by the Sota, that the Tnufa is done by Kohen Aflahalan, so too by the Shlamim, the Tnufa is Kohen, is done by the Kohen. Umalalan, and just like by the Shlamim, it says Beferish that it's got to be done Bailim, that the Bailim have to do it. Afkan Bailim, by the Sota also, the Bailim has to do the Tnufa, and the Bailim is the woman. Haketzad, so how do we reconcile the two? Is it the Kohen or the Bailim that does the Tnufa? Ah, so that's where our Mishnah got the idea of Maniach Yado Tachas Yedei HaBailim Umeinif, that the both by the Karman Shlamim and by the Sota, we'll make this the main point, both by the Shlamim and by the Sota, since there are psukim that indicate that the Bailim does the Tnufa, and that the Kohen does the Tnufa, so what you do is, they both do the Tnufa together, they wave it together. The Mishnah said, so the Gemara understands that the Mishnah is explaining the Seder of the Hakravas HaMincha and the Hashkaas HaSota. So it says, Mar Ha'ikarva. But we already said that, so they already were Makrav of the Mincha. How can we then say that after the drinking of the waters, they'd be Makrav it? They were Makrav at an earlier stage. So Ha'ikarva. No, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Seder Menachos. How does the korban mincha work? Hein if yigish kamatz v'ikter v'ashar nechal akwanim u'bashka gufa pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. But as far as the drinking, you know, which we spoke about earlier, that's a machlokas exactly at what point in the process that happens. Rabbanan savri mashke v'achar kach makravis minchasa. Rabbi Shimon savri makravis minchasa v'achar kach mashke shemar v'achar yashke. That's the machlokas tonaim. Then the Mishnah said v'im hishke v'achar kach hikravis minchasa ksheira, that even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if she drinks the mesota before you makrav the mincha, that too is kosher. So three times it says in the parsha sota the idea of being mashke the isha the mesota. It says v'kasav es ha'olos he'ila kohen basefer umacha el mehamarim v'hishka es the isha es mehamarim amarim vo v'mayim amarim lamarim and v'lokach ha'kohen miyad isha es mincha seknos v'enis v'lim v'hashem v'komets kohen mincha seskros v'ikdor m'zecha v'achar Yashke as Yisha Samayim, and then Vihishka as Samayim by Sam Nitma, but Tamal Bisha. So there's Machlokas Tanayim. What do we learn from each of the three times it mentions the drinking of the Isha? Tan Rabbanan, Vihishka, Matamalam Valokvar Namar Vihishka. Why does it have to repeat the word Vihishka? To tell me as follows, Shinimcha ka Megillah, if the Megillah gets erased, Vomeris, and the woman says, Eini Shosa, after the Megillah is already erased on the water, so you're already far along in the process, and you've already erased the Shem Hashem. She says, I refuse to drink. I don't want to drink. Ma'arin osa. We open up her mouth against her will. Umashkenos abal karcha. We pour it down her throat. Divir Rabbi Akiva. That's the second Vishka tell us that we force her. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Vachar yashke. That the Torah says after the haktara, it says, Vachar yashke. Matam lomer velok var nemer vihishka. But didn't it already say vihishka? Elo la achar kol maisim kulun hamur lemaila. After everything, making the woman swear. And being mekabel the shvuah and writing the Megillah and erasing the Megillah and burning the Karban Mincha, the kmitzah for the Karban Mincha. Magid shlosha devarim. And that tells you three things, ma'akvinba, are all ma'akiv the shtia. Ad shalo karef hakometz, va'ad shalo nimcha ka Megillah, va'ad shalo tkabel aleha shvuah. She cannot drink until three things have happened. They have to have been makrav the kometz of the Karban Mincha. You have to have erased the Megillah sota in the water. And she has to have been mekabel the shavua. Ad shlo karef hakometz, Rabbi Shimon l'tameid, amr makrevas mechasa v'achar kach mashke. The fact that he makes the burning of the kometz one of the prerequisites for the hashka'a is very much Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso, because that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon said, that you bring the mincha first and then your mashke. Ad shlo nimchaka megillah, ela mai mashkela. And that which we said, that you have to erase the megillah before she drinks, isn't that obvious that you have to erase the megillah? Otherwise, what's she drinking? She's drinking the water with the erased Megillah. So Amravashi Lanitzracha Lishari Shumo Nikr. Now it's teaching us that even if you did erase the Megillah, but you could still see it on the parchment a little bit, that's not good enough. That you have to erase it entirely before she drinks the Mesota. And Achalot Kabbalah Shvua, the fact that she needs to have been Kabbalah Shvua, Mishtahudul Shasya, Hamichtav Kasvila. Wait, that makes it sound like she just can't drink until she's Kabbalah Shvua, but you can write the Megillah before therefore she's mekabel l'shvua. So v'amar Rava Megillah Sota shksava kodim shetkabel shvua lo asav lo klum. Aye, but didn't we learn that the Megillah Sota that's written before she was mekabel l'shvua is invalid? That you can't even write the Megillah until she's mekabel l'shvua. So says Mar Kedina Sva. Yeah, that last din is really unnecessary because you can't even get to step one. You can't even get to the ksiva of the Megillah until she's mekabel l'shvua. So main point over here, the Brice identifies three prerequisites to the drinking of the Meisota. You need the hakravas hakometz, to have brought the kometz, to have burnt the kometz. You need the Megillah to have been totally erased, and you need the Megillah to, you need her to have been mekabel l'shvua even to write the Megillah, let alone to erase the Megillah. Okay, so we're well into the page. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis.